Parash Nitzavim, it deals with the Krisas Bris of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And there is, in the Hemshech HaDvarim, there's a parasha about a certain mitzvah. Ke mitzvah zoi sashnech mitzav chayoyim, lo nifleisim chol erchoy kehi. So this mitzvah is something that is not beyond you. It's not something that you can't get to. Leva shemayim ilema miyalana shemayma, v'leme evadayam ilema miyavalon evayam, and so on. Ki kor belach adov emoid b'fichov avchala soy soy. So the question is, what are we talking about over here? What's this mitzvah we're talking about? So Rashi learns that we're talking about the Torah and Becholius. Rashi says the Torah was given So Rashi learns that this is the Torah by Vinkoli is not rechoika. So the korvelach adove meoid b'fichol vavcha lasoisoi. So b'levavcha means a person's motivation lasoisoi to do it. So b'levavcha lasoisoi is something that we can understand the reference. The Torah seems to be very far away from us. It's very ruchnistic and so on. But no, deep in your heart you have it. And the Balat Tanya Betzem devotes a sefer for b'levavcha lasois for at b'levavcha, and lasois it's also doable. The ficha is very very hard to understand. What's that telling me? Rashi seems to be making that point. Rashi says, it's very yitochin that one of them is talking about the ksav, one of them is talking about peh. The levavcha is talking about the alpeh. But it doesn't really tell us pshat in the pasuk. What's he telling me? He's telling me that the main thing you want to tell me is that a person has it in himself to do it. There's a ratzon pnimi, and it's doable. But there's something about beficha here that is kind of out of place. The Ramban learns pshat that we're talking about tshuva. So he says that the ficha is going on vidui. So first of all, vidui is a sniff in Hilchos Tshuva. I mean, here we're talking about a fundamental issue. We're talking about tshuva seems to be very far from a person. And the reason is very simple, because if a person didn't do a chet, so he keeps away from chet. A person has done a chet already, is into it. So to change course is very difficult. That we understand, and therefore, to tell me that it's korv lech adov ma'oid, yes, I understand that. The belvavcha that a person wants to do right, la soy soy, ficha is a side point in Hilchos Tshuva. Nobody has a havamina that vidui is the difficult part of Tshuva. Of all the parts of Tshuva, of all the three or four halakim of Tshuva, everyone feels vidui is the easy one. Why mention beficha when you're talking about a core nekuda of tshuva that it's so close and so and it's possible to do it for chulu? The Chazal over here speak about, they actually talk about the inyan of peh and in two places in two references. First of all, there's a Zohar Kaddish, and he says, "Deha beuvda uvemilin berusa de liba lekavnu bahimilo talya milsa." That you need to do maisim, diburim, and rotzen. The Arizal puts it down as a bottom line. He says, "In every mitzvah you need to have machshava, dibur, and maisa." And then he says another lashon Zohar, ובכל נפשך לחלול נפש רוח נשמה, which is connected מחשב דיבר מייסה. One more marker on the Zohar Kaddish, very similar. It says, כל הניקר בשמי לחוידי ברוסיב יצאת ועפסיסיב. Because Baruch created everything, formed everything, made everything. Brosiv is neshama, which is belongs to the machshava. Yitzartiv is Ruach Memalala, which is Dibur, and Asisiv is the Nefesh, which is the physical life force in a person. So again and again and again, we have the Musig of Dibur being an important part of Yis Hashem. He says every mitzvah needs to be machshav di maisa. So, maisa, obviously, almost all mitzvahs are mitzvahs maisias. Very few that are not. That they need machshava, that we're familiar with. The ava, yira, kavana, to some degree. But what's dibur? Brachas were made by the rabbanim. What takanos chachamim on mitzvahs? Not on all mitzvahs do we have a bracha. Tztaka, we don't have a bracha on tztaka. There's no lack of mitzvahs that, for whatever reason, there's no bracha. So where's the dibur over there? I mean, the L'shem Yichud are meyusit for that reason, but that's a few hundred years old. It's not. If this was in the pasuk and this is the chiyuv, so where is the dibur that we're talking about? One more point over here is interesting. Of the chelkei hanefesh, the three main chalakim of the nefesh are nefesh, ruach, neshama. The general understanding of it, like the Zohar says over here, is that the nefesh is the part of the person that's the physical life force. It's the sense of life we have in our body. Lehoraya, behemoths also have a nefesh. So nefesh is the chelik of a person's pnimius that is aligned with the guf, with asiya. And nefesh belongs to that part of doing. Nefesh is usually not seen as being where the etzem, where bechira comes into play. The neshama is a chelik l'kaimimal. Neshama shasat be tohira. We're goyris. That's how we say it. The neshama always says tohira. The neshama itself is kulei toiv. There are times when if a person is in a mode of chet, he sends the neshama away. Person sort of disregards. He sort of puts himself into a mode of not tire, of not kedusha. The place where we have bechira is called the ruach. The ruach is identified with your sense of self usually, and just like a ruach is a wind is in flux. It's in motion. So too, the chelik of the person that wavers, shall I identify with the nefesh or shall I identify with the neshama? Where do I want to place myself? That is called ruach. So the chelik of the person that is identified with koyach habechira is what's called ruach. The Zohar Kodesh says that is parallel to dibur. Or that's where that chelik of the person is expressed in dibur. Why? It seems so random. I understand that the neshama is keneged machshava. Neshama is the deepest part of the person. It's the oimek of the person. It's the one that's closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kolei ruchnius. That fits the oilam amachshava fits for it. That makes a lot of sense. The nefesh is the part of the person that actually is the driving force of what we do. And that's identified with Maisa. That also makes a lot of sense. But the ruach with the dibur, so yes, it's interesting that we speak with ruach. The chelik, that the physical correspondent to ruach, the breath and the motion of the ruach makes dibur. But that seems to be just kind of a physical reality. It's hard to see that there's some sort of teichin over here that really, really did. So, I mean, we're trying to identify a koyach, a very, very yesodistic and maybe the crucial point of a person's metzias, and we identify it with koyach hadibur and bechira. And what's the, what does one have to do with the other? Even if you lead the pasuk regularly, so again, even if you're talking about the kolios of Torah, So the heart, we understand. The meisim, we understand. There are some mitzvahs that are totally in dibur, but that's only a branch. Fine, included in the world of meisa are diburim. It is a meisa. It's not a meisa halachically, but b'cholifin, it doesn't have a place to be kaveh its own mitzias. That's what's bothering. Chazal over here speak about they speak about this pasuk obviously, but leba shemayim hi. So they give a mashal, and there's two things. One thing Chazal say is that Shlomo HaMelech described seven things about the Otzel. In other words, seven phases or stages where the Otzel decides not to do what he's supposed to do. They tell the Otzel, your Rebbe's in town. He says, I am scared to go to the street. He's already close by. I'm scared to hear there. A whole long list of ikuvim, of obstacles, of roadblocks that keep the Otzel at bay. So Shlomo HaMelech describes the whole thing. Each one obviously corresponds to something which is usual. I mean, the case they give is very unusual. He says there's a line, he says this. Fine. These are all excuses that the Otzel uses. Oma she'oma Moshe ho'yegodl mikulon minayin. But Moshe, what Moshe said is bigger than all of this. Ki korev alach adove me'oid v'rvav ha'soysoy ho'yitzi dove mitoich picha. That a person should say out things befair. Where does that fit into this whole thing? I mean, we're talking about somebody who's being misatzel. So the general klal of this chazal is going on ki korev alach adove me'oid v'rvav ha'soysoy. So it's talking in general about things being close to you, and Shlomo HaMelech says the Otzel is even if it's very close, he doesn't do anything. But Moshe Rabbeinu says something bigger than all of them. So what is that? What exactly did he say? He said Hoitza Amficha. It's referring back to a Chazal before. It says over here Ki Korva Dova Ficha. So Dova Acha. It says Ki Chayim. Heim lemotzeihem, lemi. So there's a whole series of Chazal about what is chayim heim lemotzeihem. It's a hemshich of the loy neflesim of him. Davar ki chayim lemotzeihem lemi shemoytzion mipiv. Somebody who says it. Ma'ase b'talmud echad shalaz b'yakov shoyim ma'ar b'chol talmudei b'sha'achas pamachas chola b'shachas kol talmudei migorm loy adesha hoyo loy oimel mipiv. So Chazal say over here that somebody who says it out, someone who says it out with his mouth, someone who learns Torah and says it out with his mouth, is zeicha to chayim heim lotzeim, and it brings. So we spoke a lot about this in terms of Nel Ishur about technically why this is a very good way of getting engaged in the learning and so on. But then the ma'aser they bring is, there was a ma'aser of Yaakov that he would learn very quickly. He would learn through, in 1 hour, he would learn everything that he had seen. Pamachas chola, he once got sick, and he forgot his learning. Migorem lo adei shoyim mepiv, v'nispal olav. Now, so it means that what? That normally this is a good mahalach. Somebody got sick, I mean, Rabbi Yosi got sick and forgot everything, so it doesn't say anything bad. I mean, it's mashma that day to day, this is not a bad mahalach. It works. But since he got sick once, that's when we had the problem. So what exactly is, so being sick is an oinus of sorts. What exactly, what weak point, what vulnerability are we talking about? I mean, if he wouldn't gotten sick, the mashmos is that there wouldn't be a problem. So what exactly is the problem? So let's talk about this point. So lemaisa, in this pasuk, beficho b'levavcha la'asoysoi is really the core nekuda, whether you're talking about tshuva, whether you're talking about Talmud Torah, the way Chazal are talking about, that seems to be the crucial nekuda. And in every mitzvah, like the Zohar says, in every mitzvah, dibur plays the role of being extremely vital. So there's another medrash here. It speaks about somebody who is somebody who comes and he sees Torah and he says Torah is niflesi mimenu. It's so distant from me. How will I get there? So the medrash gives a mashal like a fool who sees a kikar hanging in midair. So a fool says, how in the world am I ever going to get that kikar? So a chacham takes a ladder, or he takes a kana, a long stick, and he knocks it off. So here also, a chacham says, I'll learn a little bit, and I get to it. I mean, the mishalim, a nice mishalim, what do I need the mashal for? What exactly is the mashal telling me? I mean, a mashal has to be not just entertaining, it has to be telling me some, give me some yedia. And it's going on the pasuk, lo niflesi mikem. So it means ki'ilu, there's a hava mina that Torah is above us, and yet there's a maskana to it. So let's understand a little bit here, this nekuda. Why is Torah beyond us? Why would a person think it's beyond us? And the answer is because Torah comes from a world of ruchnius, a very different world, and we are very physical. To us, taivas are very real. That's the world we live in. And for the word kedusha is not part of our world. It's somewhere else. So, and all of Torah speaks about in yonim that are a ruchnistic mitzias. And they really are far from us. A person wakes up, a person becomes a 13, he becomes a bardas, and he asks himself, who am I? I'm a physical being who has physical desires, cravings, and interests. And the idea to be kadosh and to be meroimam and to be chachman, all of that is beyond. It's not our world. That is the kikar talibavir. We do know, and we do have a sense of what's right and what's wrong. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is right. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh. We know everything. But it really does not... It doesn't make it come alive. So a person has in himself information. So just like Lamashal, a person is told to do something by a parent, teacher, a commander in the army, that he really doesn't want to do, doesn't care for. He'll do it possibly out of a sense of obligation or duty, consequence, whatever. Those are in Yanim, that a person has not been mechaber what he knows to what he does. So our motivations with our klal, the reason for doing good tends to be something along the lines of we know it's the right thing, we do it begrudgingly because we have a hard time connecting the maisa we do with the knowledge and understanding that we have. Knowledge and understanding is my mind. It's just like, a chaylo goes to a doctor and the doctor tells him what he should do, what he shouldn't do. He knows the doctor is right. He forces himself. But his feelings, his desires, his emotions are not there. He does it because he has to do it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a koyach hachibur of these two in Yanim. And that koyach is the koyach of dibur. What I mean is, when a person thinks, a person, so Maral says, mentioned many times, the sechel yuni sechel dibri. There's a type of thinking where it's just information, it would be parallel to or similar to like digital bits. It's not live things. Hashem said, and I got to do it, and I have no choice, and that's it. There's also a way to turn it into dibur. Dibur is a fleshing out. It's a bringing in of a musig that is from a different world into our world. Let's go back again. Imagine somebody's told he has to do something. He's told that let's take a paragraph. A doctor tells a patient, you have to stop eating sugar. You have diabetes and it's dangerous for you. So those words mean something. They're logical and everything is good. The person still has no cheshek to stop eating sugar. Now the doctor goes and describes to him what's like if you're not careful. And people aleinu they lose avarim and they go blind, this and that. And when you talk about it, it begins to become a metzias. Now, it's not that he didn't have the information before, but the koyach hadibur was the being able to take dry sichasic information and turning it into a quasi-metzias. A person who has a koyach hatiur and a koyach hadibur is able to create things. You can see it in front of you when the person speaks, because that's the koyach of dibur b'atzmi yusei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave three koyaches in the world. There's three parts of a person. There's a part of a person that is rooted in Olam Elyonis, and that's why we have Hirhurei Tshuva, we have a sense and a feeling of Ruchnias. We have a physical koyach, not only the hands that do, but the cravings, desires, and the sense of reality of a physical world, and that's a nefesh. To be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just with nefesh, and just with the neshama and the nefesh, is not. So you want mechaber the two worlds. Tachlis, what you did was, you somehow one is pushing the other, but there's no chibur whatsoever. When a person takes the understandings that he has, and fleshes it out to being a metzias, and then he does it b'teiras metzias. So just like the sick person, when the doctor finishes describing to him what it looks like when a person is mezalzel in the instructions, the person loses his craving for sugar. When he sees in front of him sugar costing him an aver chas shalom, then the person doesn't want the sugar anymore. The same craving that he had for it now says keep away from it. So the koyach hadibur is the chibur between machshava and maisa, and that chibur is the most crucial part of a person. Let's go back to the Chazal. The Chazal give a mashal of a kicker was hanging high up in the air, and the shaita says it's not for me. The chacham takes a sulam and goes up, or a kana and takes it down. Chazal's mishalim are extraordinary. Chazal didn't just give like light, easy mishalim. Chazal said, the kikka lechem I need to live, but it's in a different place. Toile ba'avir means it's not part of my metzias. So the ruchnistika world that we have is toile ba'avir. It's not here. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Shaita says Maliv and that. The Chacham says it is part of this world, and there's two ways to get to it. It says Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. If a person is Mis'ala, and a person turns himself into a higher being, then that's what he wants. A more refined person, like the Ovis, who came to it through Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. If a person becomes a more ruchnistic person, all of a sudden he's at the same place the kicker is. A person who's refined and has developed himself as ruchnius finds the ruchnistic world to be close to him. So one oifin of getting to that world is taking a sulam and going up to Madregas. So all of these inyanim, like Zvizus and Zahiros, all these things that are sulamois, that means the person gets elevated, and b'meila, that's his world, that's his natural world. There's another echetimtza. I can bring down Torah to my mitzias. And that's the muscle with a kana. I take a stick, I knock on it, and it comes down. I don't want to overdo it, but the remez of a kana is the kana of dibur of a person. The aver where dibur comes to a person is through the kana. So two oifanim that a person becomes close to ruchnistic world. One is where his physical mitzias becomes ruchnis, and b'meila he's close to ruchnistic world. Or he can bring it down. And the koyach that does that is koyach adibur. The kana of a person takes and fleshes out. So just like the when I have information about what goes on in a laboratory where the biochemist tells me which chemicals, what, to when, to who, to where, I believe it all. I know it to be true. I know what it implies. It doesn't take away my appetite for sugar. But when I take those terms and I translate it to somebody becoming blind or losing an eva, that's my world. And it takes on meaning in my world. So the koyach hadibur that we have is the koyach to take things and bring it down here. That's what Shlomo HaMelech, that's the Chazal, the extraordinary contrast between Shlomo HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlomo HaMelech is always portraying the source of Torah as being outside. The question is how close. So if I stand closer, still closer, more closer, I always have an excuse. So it's a taina. Shlomo HaMelech is coming to the Otzel and saying, Reb Otzel, I have a taina to you. If you had somebody in the town to learn, you had an excuse. If it's on the street, same street as you, you had an excuse. If it's in the house, you had an excuse, and so on. Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's something that's inside you. It's not outside. It's inside you. And you need to have, you have a koyach that takes yediyah and brings it out. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting inside of every one of us. Anybody who ever learned Torah, who heard Dvar Hashem, has it. The only thing we need to do is make diburim out of it. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. And the same thing is the Toitzo is Chaim, Chaim el Motzi'ehem. It means the words of Torah live for the person that used Koyach HaDibur. The mashal that he used the Meiser, Rav Yaakov and his Talmud, who he got sick and he forgot it. The tainatim was he didn't use the Koyach HaDibur. So as long as a person is in top form, he was a Chashva Talmud, obviously. He was a Talmud that was Chayza called Talmud B'Sha'achas. There wasn't a taina to his dag of Talmud Chochem. So as long as he was on top of the Sulam, that was fine. He was living in a world of Ruchnistik Musagim, of Torah Musagim, was Kulei Torah, and this and that, and the other thing. So when a person is in best shape, there is no problem with that Mahalach. But he never was able, he had never taken those Divrei Torah down to the world of Diburim. It's just like if a person is lost in thought, and so he's capable of thinking sort of abstractly, and it works. But if somebody interrupts him and then he's interrupted, he has a very hard time recapturing what exactly he was thinking. But when he gives it words and he's able to be magdirit with words, then he's able to pick it up afterwards also. So the taina was, yes, as long as a person is staying on top of the ladder, then the kicker is available. But when you're on the floor, and there comes a tkufa when a person could be there, then without having it brought down, it's not going to work. And it's one of the reasons why the Torah talks about Einish, Yiras Einish, the Psukim speak out Yiras Einish, The Rambam speaks about why it is that the Torah uses graphic terms on things that are ruchnius, and his point is that for Hamoinam, that's the only way they understand it, really. But it's not only Hamoinam as a different group of people. Every person himself is in a matziv, is in a possible matziv, where he's not always a ruchnistic person. Yes, when a person is in the best of circumstances, then Yiras HaOinish is Einel V'Chvoidei. But sometimes a person, and everybody at some time in his life, is not in a place, not in the best place. And the only thing that will keep him away is when he sees a fire in front of him. The only thing that will push him is a bulldozer. So the chelik of Torah that becomes fleshed out and becomes a metzias and becomes a maisa is the chelik hadibur. That's the koyach a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person. The Parashat Nitzavim is always comes out right before Rosh Hashanah. Nitzavim, Tzavayelach, but Nitzavim definitely comes there. And when we talk about tshuva, so on tshuva lo nifleisi mimcha is really a very powerful issue, because the Rambam places the Rambam in Mishnah Torah puts the inyanim of bechira in Hilchas Tshuva. It's not clear why not in Yisodei HaTorah. This is something that's in Yisodei HaTorah. As it is, it's not a mitzvah per se. So why Hilchas Tshuva? And a pashut answer is that every chelik of Torah, a person can when a person is going to do a mitzvah, and he does certain mitzvahs and he doesn't do certain averes, I can describe it as his nature, as his teva, as this, as that. Tshuva, okay, let's say my nature is that I'm not zohir in X. So that's my nature. To expect me to redo something that I didn't do well the first time requires bechira. So the question is, where exactly, what's the pu'ula of tshuva? What's the pu'ula that allows to redo it? There's a part of the Gemach Chaim says it one way, the Kedush Levi says it. It's a chassidish avart. It says that every day a koil is yoytzei mar chayrev, oyla lebris l'shal Torah. Different places where baskol is yoytzei from different places and says this, says that. What's the inyan of that baskol? So they phrase it manifshach. If you hear it, you hear it. If you don't hear it, don't. What are Chazal telling you? So Chazal are telling us that Maimed Har Sinai, as information we know exists, it also exists as a dibur, always. The baskol means an echo of that previous anoichi can be heard if a person reconstitutes it. The koyach of bechira of a person is specifically geared. This is the one thing we can do. Being Mishana Maisim, we need to have a motive. Machshava is, I need new information. The information I knew before. I knew this is Mutah, I knew this is Asa. Where's the potential to change when I have the same information in front of me and I have the same Teva? The ability to be, the change lies in the Pa'ula of taking what I know and making the Purim out of it. Kulim achem dvarim v'shuva l'Hashem means take these things as diburim, as dvarim. And if a person does it, then the person now has a new mahalach. He drew more ruchnis down from that world into our world. The Rabbi Saul Salanta was the one who put a finger on this for our world, for the literature world. And his famous Yigas HaTshuva, which nobody reads, but it's very famous, he writes about the Mahalach of Musa. And he says, take a look that when people sing a niggun or cry or do some sort of activity like that, it makes a powerful impact on them. And the reason is because of Koyach HaDibur. And b'meila, when I'm speaking about learning Musa, I'm not talking about reading Sifrei Musa, what we call in English reading. Reading is not something that has a great hashpah on a person. If a person reads instructions on a label, so if he's inclined to do it, he does it. If he's not inclined to do it, he doesn't do it. So what's happening? The answer is, he says you should learn it b'sfasayim dolkim, with lips that are on fire. It's a lesson from a pasuk. B'nigin otzov or b'tuga. A person needs to give it, to take it and turn deeper out of it. It's like if a person has powdered coffee, if you take it by the teaspoon, just the powder, it's nothing. It's meant to be, to reconstitute it. Torah is given as it was given with bekoyla subrakim. It was given as a dibur. It remains with us as a machshava. So the crux, Parashat Nitzavim, is this parasha of Ikalei Fleischa, is be'etzem a nekuda that kol ha'Torah kula is tlui on this nekuda. Ruchnius be'etzem is beyond us. Kiloi Nefleis is answering a very good kasha. The kasha is a really good kasha. I'm a physical person, and I like physical things, and I always am part of the physical world, and you're imposing ruchnius. It's a very far away thing. You tell me, I'll do it. You know, if you tell me Shemaim, like it says the pasuk, you have to go up Shemaim also. So Moshe is telling them, no, there's an eitzah for it. The picha goes before levavcha. The peh is the kana that goes from the levav to the olam ha'maisa. It's something that a person, the chazanish, who was not into the learning of Musa, his taina was davening is the best Musa in the world, and he's right 100%. A person spends 3/4 hour reading psukim that are ma'orer on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, on emuna, on everything in the world. The answer is, we baruch Hashem have a kach to take dibur and repackage it. We have a freeze dry, so we take the words and we turn them back into maybe machshava or whatever, because we don't put any chias into it. We're not aware of what we're reading. We're not speaking. But if a person were to say those words without deep kavanas, without thinking into it, if you just say those words the way a person speaks, we spend 3/4 hour speaking about the Rebbe Shalom being Manik the Briah, the Rebbe Shalom being the Zon of Fairness, the Rebbe Shalom being Dat HaChoinen, everything. The answer is, yes, that's the challenge. But understanding where is the challenge of Bechira? What is Bechira meant to do? More information, we know what we're supposed to do. Plus, minus, we know. We're not talking about things that we push at our Sheigig or we don't know the Halacha. That's not, we're talking about what we know very well. So knowing more is not going to help us. Doing it, the problem is, what gets us to do it? The answer is to take what we know and to turn it into Diburim. Take it and turn to Diburim. Even reading silently, if a person reads in a way where he sits and he visualizes what he's reading, it forms a picture to him. That's of the Koyach HaDibur. It means taking information and making mitzias out of it. That's the chibur of the two olamos. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, he's basically giving us a formula for the nitzchias of Torah. He's saying Torah Betzim is a ruchnistic enterprise and is beyond you. That's why it's Torah. Torah is drawing a person to a world that's higher than him, than higher than Ashley. But kikarvadava elecha moed befil v'asoysoy, more than Shlomo HaMelech said, it's very close. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have it, but now you have But the avoda is to draw it out, to reconstitute, to make dibur out of the ideas that you have. The baskol that's yoytze every day from Chorev is the koil. It's the same anoichi comes again and again. It means that it's possible that when we give it diburim today, we hear the koil. It's that's the koyach of the anoichi. So now that this is the Zman of Tshuva and so on, the key to it, as Rabbi Shaul said, is the koyach of living it through Dibur. And whether even if a person sings it, if a person says it, if a person lives it, anything that we do is to give it life, to give it Dibur gives it life. And once something is living by a person, it's only a matter of time till the person starts acting on it. The is kol ha'Torah kula. Every part of Torah, it goes from being dry information to something living and relevant when a person is moitzi mipiv. Shabbos.